Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. A little hungover today. That's okay.
That's right. Today, we are talking about the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Sobremesa Elegante and Cedros. Cigars Churchill, 7-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the Hoya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. We're going to go into this blend, which is quite complex. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano Grade 1 Dark Rosado. Binder is Mexican Matacapan Negro de Temporal. Filler is Nicaraguan GK Candega CSG Seco, Nicaraguan Pueblo Nuevo Criollo Viso, Nicaraguan La Jolla Esteli C98 Viso, Nicaraguan ASP Esteli Hybrid Ligero, and Pennsylvania Broadleaf Ligero. Blended by Steve Saka. Price point is $13.50. Cigar was released in July of 2016. So with all of those details out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Really good. I got to give it up to Steve Saka for having such care for appearance of his cigars. That wrapper, Maduro shade, really full of life, nice and oily wrapper, very consistently fermented. Like there's no like different shades or different colors or any of that kind of stuff going on. And it's really attractive. Veins, semi well pressed, seems tight, visible. Cigar feels pretty heavy, what that ferment even give to it. Head finish up with a really well applied triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got cedar and peppered dried nuts. Smelling the foot, black pepper, cardboard, and a little bit of sweet nuttiness going on. On the cold draw, I picked up some spicy raw cedar, dried black pepper on the lips and on the tip of the tongue. So, very good pre-light experience. As expected, coming out of socket.
Yeah, right up front, what you notice about the cigar is that large cedar sleeve that runs from the foot band all the way up to the primary band. It's about 4¾ inches. Primary band is the gold crown. Foot band carries the line name on it. After sliding that cedar sleeve off, it kind of carried the foot band along with it. Get dark brown wrappers with slight color variations that were revealed on mine. There are a few visible veins. Seams are slightly visible, just kind of due to some of the color variations. Heads finished off with a well-applied triple cap. Aroma from the wrapper, as expected, nice sweet cedar. I think it gets a ton of that from that sleeve. The foot brings a little, very creamy leather aroma. Pre-light draw was a smooth mix of cedar and leather and left kind of a mild tingling spice on my lips. So getting into flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, cigar opened up with cedar, a gentle black pepper, and a spiced baker's chocolate. Inch and a half in, spice and strength surprisingly increases. It went from quickly from medium to medium full. Retro notes of more of an intense cedar, spiced baker's chocolate, cedar, and I got this really cream, like a stone fruit aspect coming through. Very nice. Finish mainly centered around black pepper, dried nuts, and fresh cut cedar. Body for the most part in the medium side. In terms of the like now moving on to the second third, I thought the cigar showed more spice in the form of that really raw fresh cut cedar and the dried black pepper going on, and that left very little room for that baker's chocolate that I love so much off of that first third. Retro shows greater depth in spicy cedar, dried nuts, and a hint of cream stone fruits. Finish picks up a like a graphite, like a rock-like earthy minerality to it, in addition to that pre-existing cedar and dried black pepper. Strength still medium full, body still medium, kind of medium full, kind of in that range. Moving on to the last third. Not much difference between that second and last third, except from the strength moving from medium full to full. And at that point, I mean, I was only like, I think like an inch into the cigar, and I was really wanting to, reach for some sugar or like just eat something. Still, notes of that fresh cut cedar, dried black pepper, and that earthy minerality. Finish lingering pretty long, coast of palate with the spicy cedar. And that graphite-like minerality to it. Retro still provides a significant increase in black pepper and cedar. So all in all, it's really, it's pretty spicy. and pretty strong, which is nothing like the other silver maces that I've had.
Yeah, for me, the initial draws brought a mellow cedar and a slight cinnamon in the background. A quarter inch in, a little bit of cream joined in with the cedar and the cinnamon, kind of creating a more well-rounded profile. At an inch in, that cream faded away and the profile kind of goes back to cedar and cinnamon. Retro ale consisted of a slightly spicy cedar. And then an inch and a half, a little bit of cream rejoined while the cinnamon was now very faint and the cedar was the kind of the primary flavor note. As the third came to a close, a little more cream joined in, kind of completely pushed out that cinnamon note. And the strength in that first third was right at medium. Getting into the second third, still primarily cedar, it carried a little bit of spice to it, along with some cream. Three quarters of an inch in, cream goes away, a little bit of wood bitterness joined in with that slightly spicy cedar. Inch and a half, bitterness diminishes, cedar transitioned to more of a general wood note. And as the third came to a close, that bitterness returned, kind of mixing with the general wood note. And the strength in the second third was just slightly above medium. Getting into the final third, profile of wood and some bitterness continued on. Half inch in, bitterness drops back again, leaving that general wood note as the primary flavor. Inch and a half in, some cream rejoined again. So that was very welcome for me. And then as the cigar came to a close, cream reduced a little bit while the wood note was still up front. And the strength was still at the slightly above medium mark. So getting into performance-wise for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
Burn was good. Slightly wavy the entire cigar, with a little bit of a flaky ash going on. And there were some, you know, parts were very minor unburnt wrapper portions. Cigar burn, really cool throughout the whole time. Which in general, by the way, the burn, although it's good, right, like no real complaints, I guess. I expect within the other Vitolas that the Sulphur makes, I mean, those were like picture perfect great. So in comparison to those, the burn wasn't all that great. In terms of the draw, really good, slightly snug for my liking, but, you know, I wasn't ever paying attention to the draw or anything, so it's good.
Yeah, for me, the burn left a lot to be desired. Burn line was pretty straight, but the cigar seemed to want to go out constantly. Through the first half, I had to prefer multiple draws to kind of get adequate smoke production. Cigar did go out on me a couple times in the second half, requiring relights, and the ash held on in inch and a half increments. In regards to the draw, it was just slightly tighter than I prefer, but didn't cause any issues with the smoking experience, just, you know, preference thing for me. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I surprisingly found the size to be average. Surprising in the sense that, you know, I liked so much of the other Vitolas that I've had, like the Americano, the Corona Gordo one that he has. I forget the exact name of it. And even a short Churchill, which is supposedly, you know, a stronger blend. But I thought it was still, you know, pretty refined and balanced at the same time. Within this cigar, I thought that it was too spice and strength driven. And it really drowned out that, you know, that spice baker's chocolate note that I love so much and that I kind of expect out of these silver mesas and a well-made, you know, broadleaf cigar in general. So, I mean, I would say if you got like 3 hours to smoke and you're a fan of like strong cigars, I would recommend this. But if you're expecting it to be like other silver mesa Vitolas, but just longer of a smoke, this is definitely not that.
Yeah, I mean, the cigar started out well, but I believe the burn issues were really a detriment to the flavors as the, you know, frequent draws didn't help with what the cigar was supposed to present. I was hoping that you had a better burn experience, so it sounded like you did, to describe some better flavors. I'm interested in smoking this again. I just want to see if better performance will kind of change up the flavor profile. But based on my experience, like you said, I prefer other sober Mesa Vitolas better. Just like you, the Americano, I think, is fantastic. And the short Churchill in the kind of the amped up version of this cigar is also really good. So I was kind of hoping for more of that with this. I think, you know, a little bit of the burn issues may have played into that. But like you said, you've been experienced a very drastic difference in this Vitola than some of the other ones. So it may just be something with this Vitola. But, you know, I'll definitely go back to it just to try it out and see if I get a different experience with some better performance. Getting into the scores, I gave it a 5.60. You gave it a 5.87. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matches pretty well. I mean, it seems like kind of the difference between you and I is we kind of thought the same in terms of the, you know, the flavor profile that it delivered within the first, second, or last third. I had a better burn than you did.
Yep. So that was the only real difference between us.
Yeah, definitely. So, but it was, you know, when I look at a score like that, you know, it basically says, I'm saying it was an average cigar, but the construction really helped it out.
Yep. That's exactly how I would sum it up. We rated the first sort good in flavor, but then average the rest of the way. It was just really some performance that kind of boosted it up a little bit. It was a slight disappointment just from the other lines, but like I said, I want to revisit it just to see if I get a bit of a better experience. Obviously, my score would go up if I had a better burn. So, but hopefully that would also provide better flavors. So, definitely looking forward to try it again. Any other final thoughts from you?
Yeah, like you, I'm a little disappointed by this, especially knowing that it's a Churchill. When I think about a Churchill, it has to deliver solid flavor profiles, really full flavors to keep me engaged for that long smoking period. And I felt like this one missed out on it. So,
yep. Well, we're just catching this video on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.